It's an evening in late January, and the women are in a prison classroom reading scenes from Shakespeare's Macbeth.
Your royal father's murdered.
Oh, by whom?
Those of this chamber, as it seemed, had done. Their hands and faces were badged with blood. So were the daggers.
Macbeth goes up late next month. And for director Alex Miller, these first classes are a time to cast the show, and for his actors to gain an understanding of the play.
It's playable poetry, and you have to paint the picture as if you're speaking to a blind five-year-old. That's how clearly you have to paint the picture, okay? When you read...
One of the inmates here tonight is Teresa Wright, whose troubles with the law go back more than 20 years. She has a little less than 2 years to serve on a residential burglary conviction. Teresa has worked on past Shakespeare-corrected productions, including last year's performance of Taming of the Shrew. Wright says her involvement in the program has affected how she reaches out to others.
I mean, that matters. If I communicate with Veronica in a negative way, she's going to respond to me in a negative way. You know, so it's about learning to better myself, for self-improvement. I don't want to go out of here the same way I came in here.
Veronica is fellow inmate Veronica Reyes, who's in prison for her role in an armed robbery. She's been involved in all four Shakespeare-corrected productions since the program started, including playing Desdemona, the female lead in Othello. Reyes says the program has changed her for the better, and she sees it doing the same for her fellow inmates.
I really enjoy helping people, and to see it through and to see something being built, something positive being built behind this wall is just amazing, because there's a lot of negativity here, and just to be able to be some part of something so positive and to watch the ladies grow as they do this is just very rewarding.
Director Alex Miller is a theater professor at Millikan University in Decatur. He says last year's inmate production of a comedy, Taming of the Shrew, was a nice escape for the women. But he says this play, Macbeth, a tragedy in which a Scottish general conspires to murder a king and take his crown, hits closer to home.
There's no substitute for doing something that connects so directly to the situations they've found themselves in. And the ladies understand that when they perform, that they're telling a cautionary tale to the other ladies that come see them.
Miller says he was inspired to bring Shakespeare Corrected to these Decatur inmates after seeing a TV report about a similar program for violent offenders at a Supermax prison in Indiana. Then he visited a Kentucky prison with its own Shakespeare program, and that provided the last piece of incentive. Miller says nearly every inmate who has participated in the program in Decatur has signed up to do it again. And he says there's a reason they're reading and performing scripts written by Shakespeare and not something simpler. He says words can change the world, and there's not a better wordsmith than the bard.
It's also incredibly empowering for them to do something that initially they didn't think they could do. And to my knowledge, there's not an individual who can encompass a situation, an emotion, a relationship the way Shakespeare can.
Alex is awesome.
That's Cora Hines. Like many of the ladies in the prison, had never been on stage before.
You can ask him a question as far as trying to get into your part. If you don't understand it, he'll give you understanding of it. And it was easier for me to get into character then.
Like many first-time performers, Cora, who's serving time for substance abuse, says she was shy and thought she'd be a stagehand. But through performances of Shakespeare, she conquered that fear.
And I stuck with it, and that was the other thing that I was proud of myself about. I stuck with it. I didn't let it deter me. I didn't, you know, get out because I didn't understand. I stuck with it, and I'm proud of myself for that.
For Alex Miller, the Shakespeare Corrected program can teach the inmates things about themselves that can help them after they're released.
I preface every show by saying you are about to see something that shouldn't exist. These ladies are living proof of this. I think that they find confidence in doing something they never thought they could do. Especially the ladies who come by the second time. Oh, they pick it up so quick. They really do begin to gain a confidence in their ability to do things that they initially do not believe they can do.
The inmates you heard from all have hopes for life after prison. Cora Hines says she hopes to land a job as a secretary or in social work. Veronica Reyes hopes to return to her old job as a paralegal. And Teresa Wright wants to be a substance abuse counselor, working with adolescents.
Because I feel that if somebody can care about them enough to intervene, you know, when they're having problems, when they're at that age, you know, they can, I could prevent them from being in here like me. This is my fifth time here, you know, and I'm 45 years old. And I wish I had someone to intervene on my behalf.
But first, there's a show to put on with Teresa in the lead role. Performances of Macbeth before an audience of fellow inmates, their families, and prison staff are set for late April. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.